W4DJW, KB0KBJ, you're on, Dave.
KB0KBJ, W4DJW. Just happened to be sitting here coding. You sound like you're on the road. What's going on up in South Dakota? W4DJW.
Yeah, you are right. I was driving into the wind, so there was quite a bit of wind, though. They just turned it on, went crossways to it. I'm in a 94 GMC Jimmy, so maybe the seals are not so great, you know. Yeah, microphones on these phones are pretty awesome now. I know, I just give you a call. I thought I had it in mind to ask you how the what's been new in the RC world with you.
Well, have not been doing near as much as I would like to be doing because of other distractions. Right? But I will get around to it. Have been going to fly every now and then, but just flying basically three or four different airplanes. One that's called a Blixer. I don't know if you've seen a Blixer before or not, but it's a mid-motor because it's electric. It's not a mid-engine, but it's a mid-motor pusher. The motor is behind the wing and up above the wing. And it's got a long wingspan like a glider and a short fuselage. And it's made for putting FPV gear in the nose and learning FPV. I got a new pair of goggles and I haven't used them yet. And I got it for that. It's going to try FPV on an airplane. I've done FPV on multirotors. I haven't done it on an airplane yet. Well, I did. I do have a Tiger stick that I did it on, but not that much. Right? And Tiger stick's a little more agile than the Blixer. The Blixer's more docile. So that and not really flying any multirotors much. Well, just, you know, the DJI stuff just for taking pictures every now and then, but nothing fun to fly. How about you? What have you been up to for the fun in life?
I think I know what kind of airplane you're talking about. I have one. I don't think it's that model, but a little pusher jobber. Pretty cheap, really. Tried to get it going, but it's so old, the batteries are dead. The old NICAD's technology, you know. Essentially dead for what compared to nowadays. But parked the rig here out by the lake. Yeah, not much otherwise. I took and airplane I told you about last spring. Sold that. I may have told you that. Didn't have it about a month or so. I was getting tired of it, and well, I had. Yeah, I just got bored of it. It was needed something more zippier. It was a little too docile, so I sold it to a fellow who promptly lost it in a cornfield. Flew out of range. He found it. Farmers found it next. His neighbor farmer found it harvest time. Rescued it. And he got it back. I think he had to replace the battery, but otherwise it was still good after sitting out in the field all summer. Other than that, not too much there, Dave. Over.
Well, I guess going through the winter up there, you've got, it's kind of probably, it takes a lot more energy to go out in the cold. On here, we had some warm days. And it was nice to go out and fly. But, you know, just the easy stuff, the small battery stuff, not the stuff that has the big heavy batteries that, you know, goes 120 miles an hour, just the light stuff that goes like 30 or 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour. Other than that, ham radio stuff, I fixed my mystery antenna. It broke and came down. I fixed it and put it back up. I fixed my super loop. It broke and came down. I fixed it, but I haven't put it back up yet. That would involve shooting some more ropes over the trees, and the trees are taller than they were, and they're about to the extent of my big shot slingshot now. They're getting close to it. It'll get over them, but just barely sails over the top of them. Let's see. I was doing some HF about a month ago for about 3 months there. A lot of it, about 4 hours a day. But that's a lot of wasted time. I made a lot of contacts. But man, you sit down for 4 hours a day, on and off, not all in one sitting, you know, but on a couple hours here, an hour there, another hour here. And that bites into your time to be able to accomplish anything. And I've got a lot of programs that I wrote over the years that I said, when I retire, I'm going to fix that, right? I got little things that need fixing here and there. And so I've been doing a lot of that and, you know, just creating some new ones. And using tools like I haven't used a remote database in years. And I got a remote database running on one of my old Dell servers the other day. And it's working really good. Things just kind of clicking along. Taken away from flying airplanes, but, you know, doing stuff I like to do. Not being bored at all. Too much stuff to do to be bored. W4DJW.
Yeah, sounds like you're busy for sure. I haven't been on HF in a couple of years, to be honest. I've heard it's good. Did that Steve contact you?
Yes, he did. He and the club. And he got his call. He's got his call sign now. And we've been going back and forth quite a few times with emails. I think he's going to go to the club meeting tonight. It's him or there's another guy that's new. Between the two of them, sometimes I get the two mixed up. Anyway, he's the one with the new HF radio, but doesn't have a VHF, I think. He's got the 530, TS530. Yeah, I'm supposed to go over there, I guess, and look at a place to put the antenna and referred him to Gary to get a tuner off of the swap net. But he's making progress. He's moving along when he can. He doesn't have a whole lot of free time, but he does have some. So inch by inch, I think him or the other new guy said that they were going to make it out to the club meeting this Monday. It's the first Monday of the month coming up, so they'll be out there. I'll be on the virtual meeting. We do both now, virtual meetings and on-site meetings, so that people can have it their way, either way they want to. You ought to join one of our meetings. You haven't been in, 10 years?
Yeah, at least. At least. Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah, Steve, we keep in touch on the phone. He told me about his new call. Not a bad call sign. Once again, I was chuckling over the rate of calls being issued there. And now you're in KQs. And here we're in KF. I think. It's three times. I figured it out. It's about three times more. Three times faster, three times more calls he issued down there than up in Zero Land. Three times the rate. Yep. So. You can hear perhaps the wind. And I'm not in the wind, I'm on the downside of the wind. But it's been windy here the last few days. It's always been good in the spring. And the fall. And the winter. And we'll get a small break in the summer. Stifling and humid. Got some coot ducks out on the lake there, I see. They're staying near the shore on the big wavy stuff out in the lake. It's a 640-acre lake, so not that big. Probably a half mile across. So anyhow, yeah, nice sunny day up here. I've kind of been getting the hankering ham radio-wise to string up an antenna. I got an old CB antenna that was given to me down there, a pogo stick, a forerunner of a pogo stick, like a prototype. It doesn't seem to work for some reason. I think it's too close to my radios, or maybe I don't got something grounded right or something, but I should just get a wire up something. Try to hear the propagation's like out there. Told it's good.
you still at the house with the limited high trees? And if so, do you, there's a new method on the market to put up a wire antenna or vertical antenna to get some really good heights without having to have a tower when you don't have really tall trees. I got a YouTube video that I can send you if you're interested. It's got a tripod and some poles that are about 4 feet long each, and you feed the poles in the bottom of the tripod and you crank them up. You know, you crank it up 4 feet, you feed another pole, you crank it up 4 feet, you feed another pole until you get it to the height that you want, and you guy it, you know, at multiple places on the way up. So if you want to put up a wire antenna, like your G5RV that you had at field day that time in the inverted V configuration when you were doing better than everybody else across the street from Dunkin' Donuts on Wet Hampton at that church. I don't know if you remember that, but if you wanted to put up that G5RV, if you still got it, and you don't have a tall enough tree, there is another solution. We'll probably show the video in this Monday's meeting, if there's time, to show it, of how that works. You might be interested. KB0KBJ, W4DJW, back to you.
Yeah, I'd be willing to look at the video. Is my audio too loud?
No, it's good. I mean, I hear the rumbling in the background. It sounds cold. I hear the rumbling air. Knowing that that's in South Dakota, it sounds cold, but no, it's, I mean, I can understand you just fine, and my hearing's not that good.
I didn't want to be over-modulating. See what I got is a tree, I got 60 by 148 feet area to work with. Got a tree on one corner that's tall. House in the front third that's tall, and two garages in the back third, back right on the back edge of the 140 feet. I could put something on each side of that, but and I guess there is a maple tree that keeps getting taller and taller between the garage and the house. But that's kind of the layout. There's a long rectangular thing with. I used to have it going to the tall tree on the one southwest corner to the top of the house back down to the garage. I had a tripod and I had a pole in the tripod and mounted right to the top of the house. But I've since re-roofed and don't want to be poking more holes up there. So I'm trying to work around the edge of the house, which is kind of in the way. But anyhow, that's kind of the layout of what I got. Yeah, well, the river, there's a little creek going into the lake there. It's come down within its banks now. That's good. Yeah, all our snow melts within about a week. I figured it out. It was like 10 inches of rain. 10 inches of rain worth of moisture, so I got a little wet. Tried to get rid of it all, but yeah, I'd be interested in looking at that video there, Dave. Over KB0 KBJ.
Okay, well, I'll send it to you. I don't know if I've got a good email address. I'll send you the link. It's on YouTube. But I'll send it to the email, the first KB0KBJ email address that pops up. If you don't get anything in a day or two, or less than a day, then let me know. Or send me an email address that I can use to send it to you. Or, if you want, I can include the meeting invite if you want to attend it tomorrow night at 7 our time, 6, 5 o'clock your time. I think there's 2 hours difference. Yeah, you'd have to get there at 5 o'clock. I don't know if you'll be home from work before our meeting starts, but if you are, I'll send you the meeting invite and the YouTube link just in case you don't have time to get to the meeting. But it'd be good to see you at the meeting, even if it is virtual. How's Megan and the kids doing? Are they with you, or are they at home staying warm?
Yeah, send me both if you would. My call sign at Gmail. Or Steve Olson at Proton Mail. Whatever. Gmail's probably the easiest to remember. Yeah, they're doing good. I just took off here before I went to church, just do a little drive about instead of a walkabout, of course. Just kind of putter around town and look at things in my little Jimmy truck. Got to give it some exercise now and then. I need to really sell the thing. It's kind of like your your little Toyota. It just does a lot of sitting, so I need to run it now and then. But yeah, they're doing good. Had the usual springtime couple of them, anyhow. Springtime bug flowed through recently. They're growing like weeds, of course, and youngest one is, oh, there goes my garbage. One of the cardboard boxes I put out on the street. It's floating over to the neighbors. Garbage truck's coming down the street. Floating over to the neighbors on the wind. I guess they'll pick it up, hopefully. But, yeah, they're doing good. The youngest one started walking here in March. He's a red-headed, curly, red-headed, grinny little guy. He always likes to smile. It's been fun having them all around. I got their characters, you know.
Yeah, I remember out there at the airfield with your youngest daughter on the tabletop, running around close to the edge of a 4-foot by 8-foot tabletop that was 4 feet off the ground, scaring me. I was nervous as could be. I was afraid she was going to fall off of it. And you guys just not a care in the world. You're used to that. I guess it's been a while since I've had them that little, and you know what their capabilities are, their agility, super agile at that age once they learn how to walk and get around. But that was pretty cool. I will never forget that. I'm looking at Megan, and I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, she's not gonna get hurt. No, Megan, not a problem. Everything's gonna be fine. That was pretty cool. Anyway, I'll let you get in. It sounds like you shut the truck off, so it sounds like you might be back. I'll let you get in and get going, and I'm gonna get back to this programming before I forget where I was and what I was doing. But it was good talk to you this morning. I'll go ahead and send that emails before I forget. KB0KBJW4DJW.
Yeah, you kind of develop eyes in the back of your head, or you know what they're going to act like. And they still surprise you. And sometimes you just got to go, I ain't watching. Yeah, I appreciate you sending me that, babe. Good chatting you this morning. You have yourself a good rest of the day, and hopefully we'll see you maybe tomorrow even at the meeting. It would be an hour on the difference, so not five, but six, so that probably will work out. Yeah, and I am back home here. So, take care, Dave. It's been a pleasure. W4DJW at KB0KBJ, I'll be clear.
All right, I'll see you at the meeting tomorrow. KB0KBJ, W4DJW, clear.